Hey everyone, welcome to episode 67 of Sits and Giggles. I am your host Casey, and I am here with Krista. How you doing today, Krista?
Not too bad, Casey. Yourself?
I am pretty good. And today we are talking about Marvel's Darth Vader number 4. So we left off in the last issue where Sabe and the crew had trapped Vader underwater and they had summoned the Aqua Monster to attack Vader, and it looked like it could be like kind of a suicide mission on the part of Sabe. So this is where this issue picks up, and I'm pretty sure like this is the same monster from the Phantom Menace that was chasing Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan and Jar Jar through the planet core. And no, I think this is the monster that like saved them. Like the monster like came and ate the one fish, and Qui-Gon was like, yeah, always a bigger fish.
Yeah, I think you are correct on, oh, excuse me, the assumption that it was the fish that ate the other fish. I actually really enjoyed the droid in this particular sequence. Because, like, the entire time he's, like, giving them, like, various, like, probability and things like that. Or not necessarily probability, because no one's killed any of these things. There's zero, he states that there's zero records of an aqua monster being killed by anything other than another aqua monster. So he goes, the Imperial strategic recommendation on file is to run. And that's clearly not happening. And then he goes, if running is impossible, they recommend hiding. And then he goes, if hiding is impossible, and then they get eaten by the monster, which I enjoyed. I was like, that's funny. Next thing you know, Vader cuts out of it with his lightsaber. And the droid is congratulating him on being the first person on record to have killed a Sando aqua monster. We find out it was approximately 932 years old.
And killing it increases the chance of extinction for the species to 83% within a century.
Oxcord.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Yep, and killing it increased the chances of extinction within a century to 83%. So Vader pretty much just, like, made an entire species extinct in one move.
I like how the entire time that he's asking, you know, the droid is telling him all of this information, and Vader just goes, and why is this relevant? He's like, why should I give a shit?
This reminded me of the Age of Resistance issue for Kylo Ren, where he had gone to a planet that Vader was previously at, and he got attacked by, like, a big giant monster, and Kylo Ren allowed himself to be swallowed, and then, like, he slayed the monster from the inside. So, like, really, like, I thought that was a nice callback to that issue.
Yeah, now that you actually point that out, that is a really cool instance.
I also enjoyed how everyone's trying to shoot Vader while this is all happening, and he's still, like, deflecting all of their blasts, and, like, Sabe figures out that he could already do that, so she just kind of, like, shoots the ground out from underneath him, and that's what causes him to get swallowed by the aqua monster. So, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Total Padme move.
It was a total Padme move. So after Vader gets out, he is captured again, this time by Rick Oley, who was the pilot from the Phantom Menace, who tells young Anakin that he catches on quick when he's pointing out all of the controls in the cockpit. And if you look behind him, we see some Mon Calamari, we see some Gungans, which I'm going to choose to believe that at least one of those Gungans is Jar Jar Binks. I just really want that to be true.
Are we under the impression that Jar Jar is still alive?
Jar Jar is still alive at this point.
Okay. Wait, how do we know this?
He was actually featured. He had this short chapter in Chuck Wendig's Aftermath book where it was revealed that he was kind of shunned by the Naboo society for his part in granting Palpatine the emergency powers. Like,
To be fair, he is the person who did it.
Yes, and Naboo has not let him forget that. So he's basically living in exile now as a street clown in Feed. So, okay, I guess like one of these is not Jar Jar, but I kind of wanted to believe that.
Good on Naboo.
Poor Jar Jar.
He was an idiot. He should never have been a politician to begin with.
Okay, but shouldn't we like be blaming whoever put him in that position? Not Jar Jar.
Yes, but I'm also choosing to blame Jar Jar because he is an irreparable idiot.
Yeah, and when he's not in the position of power, it's cute and harmless, but put him in power and pretty easily manipulated.
It's like Donald Trump. Take away all of the bigotry and the horribleness, like the pure ineptness.
Oh my god, poor Jar Jar.
I mean, the straight up pure ineptness of like not understanding the gravity of his job or what he's doing.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. I wonder,
I'm talking about like if you just took that inexperience quality of Donald Trump.
I don't disagree with you at all. I kind of wonder if, like, maybe Palpatine had something to do with giving him that, like, position of power. Maybe, like, Palpatine met him and was like, I can use this guy. I can manipulate the shit out of this guy. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
So, Rick Oley gives him the same spiel that Sabe did, like, we're here to... He says, we sentence you to death for the murder of Padme, Queen and Senator of Naboo, and General Anakin Skywalker, her Jedi protector. Vader's like, you knew them? And he says, no, we didn't know them. We just buried her. And then Vader's like, then you're no use to me. And he just easily breaks out of his, like, little bubble prison and starts attacking everyone, and he kills everyone. He and the Death Troopers take care of everyone. And we get like another nice little moment with the droid here, because the droid and the Death Troopers are standing amongst all of the dead bodies, and the Death Trooper says something which you can't actually read what he says because it's just like scrambled letters, and the droid says, as Vader's walking away, you could ask him yourself, not that I recommend it. Something about that line I just really enjoyed.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well. The one thing I did notice on the page before is, like, right before, you know, the Amidalians attack, the guy says, for the queen. I thought it was interesting that they still refer to her with that title. Even though she was no longer queen, had a new queen, and had been senator for quite some time, and was a senator when she died.
I guess that's just like their little like sentimentalism, because they all served her when she was the queen. So yeah. I can see how like she's still the queen to them.
Oh, I don't disagree with it. I just thought that was a neat little...
I think it says a lot about her, and certainly why we love her ourselves, that after all these years, all these people are still willing to fight to the death for her, just to avenge her death.
I also like how in the panels, like, he's killing the one dude, Vader, as he's thrusting his lightsaber through him, and the guy is dying, and he goes... poor Padme, and then as he's dying, his like last word is, and also, and for Anakin, like his dying breath is for Anakin. And I like how, even though it's, you know, Vader's in his mask, you can kind of just see Vader's like hella confused.
Maybe if Anakin knew how like he meant to so many people, maybe he wouldn't have turned to the dark side.
He's also find it interesting that they are like also so devout to him while they're doing this. I just being her Jedi protector. Like, it's a little odd.
Yeah. It is a little odd. They're fighting to the death for like a guy. Well, to be fair,
nine times out of ten, if Padme was involved, so was Obi-Wan.
And that was, yeah, and to be fair, during the invasion of Naboo, like, Anakin did blow up the droid ship, causing all the droids to shut. Anakin did save their planet, so, like, I guess it does make sense that they're fighting for him, too.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like he probably doesn't really get credited for that.
No, he doesn't. Maybe he didn't tell everyone it was autopilot. Like, he just came back and he was like, yeah, I totally did it. Like, I blew up the ship, guys. I'm awesome. So then he makes his way to the tomb of Padme. And there, the handmaidens confront him. So we get to see Sabe is back, and then we got Erte and Rabe. And also Sace and Dorme. So if you ever read Queen Shadow, you'll get to know all of them. They're incredible. They're fierce. Every single one of them.
I like the flashback scenes to all of the times that Anakin was around them.
I do too.
I like that. Like, it's not just, okay, yes, they're like, he knows who they are. He's met them.
Yeah. They're standing with him during Qui-Gon's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
You can see. And then they start a fight, and they're holding their own. Like, Vader's not completely owning them. And we flash back to the part from Phantom Menace where Anakin says, "Are you an angel?" And Padme says, "What?" And just the way it's drawn right there, it looks just like such an awkward reaction from her. I loved it.
Yeah, it's something. The art in that panel bothers me. Like, the way her face is drawn, it bothers me.
I think the artist was having a little fun with it. Because you can look in the next one where it's like, where she says, "You're making fun of me." And she also has that, like, really awkward smile.
Yeah, I guess it just looks better, though, because it's from the side versus head on.
All right, so eventually Vader does beat them. And he enters the tomb of Padme, and he sees the little necklace thing that he made for her. It's like in a place of honor behind a glass case sitting on a pillow, and flashes back to the time where he, as a young boy, gives it to Padme. And again, the art is drawn in a way that makes it look like Vader has a sad facial expression. Like, I really like the artist's use of like light and shade here to give Vader facial expressions.
He looks like he's like sad and in pain, in my opinion. And then I like how the next panel, so it's like you have the one of him telling her, "I made this for you so you'd remember me," and then like the next page is, "I made this for you," and then there's three panels of just all of the, like, the destruction and pain that he's caused, like, on his way to her tomb, and then it ends with, like, "for you," And then the final panel is just great. Of Sabe crawling towards him, saying, "Are you done?" And he just goes, "No," as he enters further into the tomb.
I don't want to know what he's going to do in there.
I hope they don't ruin this for me.
So, there was some Star Wars... Go ahead, don't sorry.
Destroy it, or...
No, I don't know Greg Pak very well as a writer. So, like, I cannot confidently say Greg Pak would never do something like that. Like, if Charles Soule were writing this, I'd be like, yeah, no way is Charles Soule going to do anything terrible like that. And we're coming off of, like, there was a little controversy last week in the last issue of Star Wars Bounty Hunters. They killed off their only bi character, who I believe was also, she was also a woman of color. She was a bi woman of color. And then, like, there was...
Well, that's a decision.
Yeah. And then, like, another one of the characters, who I think was her wife, there was, like, some violence on her, too. And it's like, what the fuck? So, like, coming off of that, and now that we see, like, Vader fighting all of the handmaidens and going into Padme's tomb, it's like, I don't know what Star Wars is doing here. I don't know where this is going, but, like, I don't trust them right now to not do something terrible for the sake of doing something terrible.
Like, it's one thing to realize when you think about it. Anakin effectively destroyed the entire Jedi Order to save her. And yes, he, you know, force-choked her, and we're just going to say effectively killed her.
Yeah.
Even though you say that she just lost the will to live.
I mean...
We're gonna say he, in some way, he was the cause, be it, you know, the true broken heart, whatever.
Thing. Yeah, because we watched the movie yesterday. And, like, I paid particular attention during the force choke scene. And, like, he definitely, without a doubt, like, physically damaged her in that moment.
And, I mean, yeah, so we're just going to say that he effectively killed her. Seeing the pain in his reaction to that, though, and how, like, horrified he was by it. And what we've seen in this comic and what we've seen in other comics, I want to, for me, I interpret that as he will never forgive himself for killing her. I don't think. So he clings to, he shuts away the memories of her because that makes him want to be good and atone for her death and, you know, all that kind of stuff. He has to face it. I hope to God that they don't make him then go and, like, destroy her tomb as his way of, like, finally closing the door on that. You know what I mean?
Right. No, that would be terrible, and I don't think it would serve the story very well. Like, especially where Vader is right now in this place and time, because, like, I'm insisting that, like, Vader is turning to the light side right now. Like, I don't want to take anything away from Luke and what he accomplished on the second Death Star by, like, redeeming his father, but, like, I'm insisting that, like, these are the first steps towards Vader turning back to the light. And I think that, like, all of the flashbacks that we are seeing kind of, like, illustrate that.
part of me also thinks too is like he has yet to kill. Any of the handmaids.
That is true.
He could have, but he has not.
That is a very good point. And you can see, and like, go back to the panel, the three panels in between the words, I made this, and then for you. And, I mean, you can see, like, he's killed everything else he's come across so far. But he can't, for whatever reason, kill the handmaidens.
Well, the other thing is that I like on the page, couple pages beforehand, when he's actively fighting him, the panels that we're seeing of, you know, the where he's asking her if she's an angel, and she's like, "Are you making fun of me?" And another one of her from Revenge of the Sith saying, "Let me help you." All of these are cut into panels while he's fighting with one of the handmaids. Almost like every time he sees one of their faces, he's having this memory, like, trigger.
No, that's a good observation. I didn't pick up on that. Yeah, that's actually a great observation. Even when he's not fighting them, like, as soon as, like, they come on, like, the first thing he starts... Well... Yeah, like, as soon as they enter, like, he starts having flashbacks. So, yeah, no, that's a good observation. He cannot look at a handmaiden without thinking of, like, Padme. Bailey, go to bed. I'll be right there. So, that's the end of this issue. He's walking into the tomb. Other than we don't want to see him destroy this for nothing, like, what are you kind of hoping to see in this next issue?
The mast kind of break.
Are you wanting them to find out that it's Anakin under there?
Yes. Well, I didn't mean when I said the mast to kind of break. I didn't necessarily mean, like, physically.
Oh.
But, like, figuratively, like, for Vader to cease and for him to finally, like, in this one moment, is 100, like, other than when he turns back into the light side for Luke, you know, on the second Death Star. Like, this is the other moment he has that 100, like, that moment of...
being Anakin again.
Yes, where he gets to process, you know, his grief. And I would like to see him, as Anakin, you know, tell her, like, our child, like, our son lives. And, like, to tell him about Luke. Her tomb body about Luke.
Yeah.
In that moment, like, maybe him have the realization that, like, she lives on through him. Like, through Luke. And that is when he starts to decide, like, whatever he doesn't want to kill Luke. Like, he has to protect Luke, because Luke is Padme.
You just gave me goosebumps thinking about that.
Alrighty then.
If that doesn't happen, like, I'm never going to stop thinking about that. Like, seriously, you gave me goosebumps just thinking about, like, Vader having that type of moment in the next issue. So, all right, do we have anything more to talk about?
Nope.
All right. So we will be back, hopefully, next week talking more Star Wars stuff. Everyone, thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Darth Hockey. You can follow Krista at...
I'm also on Twitter at Critter, K-R-I. 3 T's, E, 3 R's.
All right, and you can follow the podcast at Sith's Giggles Pod. Check us out on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Spreaker.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.